You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Hello.
Michael Zavala.
You listening to MZ.
This is MZ Now.
And we're back for 2019. First show of the year, guys.
About damn time.
Yo, I know.
Yo, I like the intro that you picked.
Hey, yeah, it makes me say.
I don't.
Hey. I'm got my vote. My vote.
Yeah, there was
you
a
don't
very.
Like it?
No, I like this one. There was another one that is.
It's hurting, coming up at the end of the show.
It hurts your ears, though.
Oh, yeah, no, we still use it.
It is chaotic.
That sounded like something he made at the house. Did you make that at the house in the closet?
No, I love. I love that. I love that.
Did you buy that beat or did you make that beat?
I'm pretty disappointed that we had.
Don't worry about. Don't worry about how we make the intros.
You downloaded that off of...
Dude, you know I was over here working on music that one day.
Spotify. That's on Spotify.
He didn't pick any of the shit that I made, but...
Oh.
Well, that should
that's
be...
That's true.
It must suck then. Did it suck?
No, I just...
Some of it was
DJ.
Pretty terrible.
This is DJ Spotify.
Yeah, DJ.
Best DJ in the Metroplex.
Other people's music,
there you
though.
Go.
Not okay. My own, because it's terrible.
You get paid DJ other people's stuff, though.
Hell yeah.
That's good. That's
I won't DJ otherwise. So
you're not
going to
get, you're not going to get paid if you don't DJ that.
Let's just
the Bamba.
Let's just turn
like
this all off and we'll start 2020.
Oh,
you guys.
Oh, bye.
It.
Go break your leg again.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, by the way,
that is hate.
Yeah.
I'll break the other one.
Yeah. They put a stone on.
By the way, I was on the news this week.
RoboCop. Was he?
Yeah,
yes, he was.
We'll talk about that. We're going to play it. You're going to see it.
Oh, on TV?
Yeah.
All right.
On TV?
Yeah, well, let's come up later on the show.
Wow.
But welcome to 2019. We're here live. This is not a replay show. This is not a
The Rock has
spoken. Why were we gone for so long? I feel like we're supposed to start a long time ago.
I was trying to recover.
We oh, okay.
And we could have started like a month ago, but I was too lazy.
Yeah, laziness. There's the real reason.
He's trying to, he couldn't get off that wheelchair, that bed.
Wheelchair? Dude's been walking
no,
without
you know
a
what,
cane
though?
For like a month.
When I used to go pick him up, this month, looked like that guy from the Scrooge movie. What's his name?
Scrooge McDuck?
Oh, the little kid with the broken leg.
Timmy?
Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Running across a field full of mud and dogs.
No way he was running.
I said, oh my, no, but with one arm. Boop, like,
one arm.
Like, looking like Spider-Man.
You lost the arm, Tim?
Yeah.
You broke your arm?
No, I want to tell the real story about what happened to my leg.
Right. His leg is
hang on,
like,
this, I got to get serious.
Smeagol's leg.
Turtle face, pause.
You know, I said I fell off a scooter, but the reality was I was getting Chick-fil-A 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
And two men in Momo hats came up to me and beat me up.
Not Momo.
So,
why?
Huh? I don't know.
You don't know why?
No, but that's the real story. That happened.
Momo
take that to the
again.
Bank.
Momo strikes again.
Oh
anyway.
Wow.
All right, but let's find out why, because we found this out years ago. Jaime has a family name,
yeah, he
Turtle.
He tried to tell me it was a
Turtle.
Street name.
Turtle.
Yeah. I don't know
like,
thugs
no
thugs
no.
Turtle.
He's like, no, this is my street name.
All right,
street,
we're not even
going to
talk about that.
But what happened?
No
what's the reality? What's what happened?
Know, man.
Give us a background.
Is it your foreskin?
Yeah, what the foreskin. I ain't circumcised, so you know I got
turtle. Okay, that makes sense.
It's like a turtle?
Yeah. No, so here's the deal. Jaime brought in a client of his. Now, we've seen this happen before. In fact, 3 months ago, we saw him bring in a girl. Oh, she's special, blah, blah, blah. This whole thing. We've seen this before. No offense. He brings her in.
Oh, my God.
Then what happens, Jaime? You tell us in your own words, how did this happen?
They start thinking I'm about to get married to them.
Nobody thought. Everyone in here liked this girl.
Loved her.
She was great. She was great to you. Spent tons of money on
her. Her sister was fantastic.
Me. Y'all thought she was going to enslave me.
What
and change
no one
my
thought
ways.
Anything.
Somebody tell me what happened.
She thought that y'all, that, you know what, she does think that y'all like, well, y'all do like her, you know what I'm talking about? But
yeah.
She's a cool chick, but it's
right.
Like, I'm a man.
You know you had it right the first
I'm
time.
I'm a man.
You,
he's an F boy.
Yeah, he is.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm 43 years old.
No.
I just rule my world. You know, I can't have nobody ruling over me.
Right.
You know, I don't got.
Is that what she was doing? Or
yeah, she was ruling over him.
She was gonna put cameras and everything in my
face. That's crazy. Now, that is crazy. That's crazy.
Maybe
that's
we shouldn't
like
be talking
attraction.
About this on the radio. That's
crazy
a big old.
Oh my God.
Then I got the where you at. Who you with? What you doing? I'm like, oh my God, I'm being like interrogated every day. Like, oh,
because she knows you're unfaithful. I would do the same thing.
I'm a faithful man. When I cut off some old
what?
School women.
How many? All of them?
I feel like I'm missing pieces of this.
Oh, we'll fill you in. Yeah,
you
we'll fill you
I
in.
Am
there ain't no
so anyway, so
this,
is,
this puzzle.
That's
this
normal.
Like,
that's normal.
Yeah. So then Jaime gets rid of this girl.
Yeah.
Like two times.
Like this happened like last.
Two times.
Oh yeah, two times.
Yeah.
You got rid of her a couple times.
And then. She came back.
It's her face.
Then she, no, but she, I took care of her on Valentine's. I did what I, the,
did
the
you?
Man, yeah. Because yeah.
From what I heard, you were up here on Valentine's Ooh. Day.
I was. Wow. I was. Were you here?
Oh. He had cameras set up.
I wasn't here on Valentine's
Y'all got
Day.
Me, boy. Hey,
I was here the day
my star
after
was
I
here,
heard
though.
About it.
My star was
oh
here.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I will thank you so much.
Eric Starr is here.
Thank you so much. You broke up with her twice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the first time was because, you know, she was acting crazy.
Mm. Define know, crazy.
Crazy yeah. is like she was trying to command me to do what she was trying to surprise me, right?
And oh,
I'm not
crazy.
Into surprises. She could have told me, look, I got something planned for Valentine's Day.
Wait a minute, hold
my
on.
My people you coming. My, hold on. She said, my people coming in from out of town, so mm-hmm. I need you to go. I said, all right, I'm gone. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was the first time.
No, that's the first time. What's the first time then?
I don't know. There seems like there's been about 10.
I'm confused.
There's been 10. No, there hasn't.
You've been up here a million times, been like, oh, yeah, man, I don't know what's going on with Sinead tonight.
Well, see,
I wasn't even with her that long. I was with her for like 2 months, 3 months, tops, I think.
Okay, you broke up with her on Valentine's Day.
Hey, is this show all about my, is this show all about my?
No, just the first part.
Stay with that.
All right, all right. And so sure enough, so I said, all right, cool. You know, I don't really do that Valentine's Day anyways, you know, because I already got you some gifts and this and this and that. So it's cool. I don't mind.
I got you a tattoo.
Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah. Boom, I'm gone.
We did.
And but she could have told me that, hey, well, I was going to take you over here. I'm going to get this room. You're going to have a facial, get a massage. Going boom, boom, bang, thank you, man.
Yeah,
she
had, She had the whole day planned.
She spent $1,500 on all this. That's what she said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, where's it at?
What
do you mean?
Where is it at?
Yeah.
What do you mean, where is it at? Where's,
you said you spent $1,500 at, where is it at? I didn't get nothing.
The room?
So you didn't
That's
go?
That's because you bailed on her. Why would you expect anything?
I got some strawberry chocolates whenever I, what do you call that?
Because she couldn't take them back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You must be talking to her.
Did you go to the hotel?
I didn't talk to her a million times.
No, she didn't tell me there was, I didn't get that far. You know, she's like, she didn't tell me I had a plans for Valentine's, you know? He said,
well, I mean, it's kind of implied because you're together.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know all that. I'm not a surprise type nigga.
Hold on.
You know?
Wait a minute.
If you're going to do something, we're going to do it.
Let your contest winner talk for a second.
Talk to me, Natasha.
Confused.
Talk to me, Tasha. That's my baby mama name, by the way.
He used that line with you already, didn't he?
He's been using that line for like 2 years.
Yeah.
That's one chick.
By the
this
way,
this one chick he ain't hit, so I'll be staying right.
Right.
Now.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Here's the deal. was this contest that you put on Instagram? Was it rigged? That's what I want to know.
No, it wasn't. My son picked that. And that's what he did.
He picked what?
Her name.
Me.
Oh.
Well, he picked two.
Because he says that's my mom's name.
No, that's my baby mama's name.
But that's what your son said.
Yeah.
That's my mom's name.
He did say that on there, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that little crazy boy.
Yeah, it was biased.
That's crazy.
I deserve.
Everything was rolled up. Everything was rolled up in the boat, and he pulled.
So after you broke up with your just to catch up,
why are you letting
somebody?
Him?
So he breaks up with his girl, or she breaks up with him. Whatever.
And then
he says, "I'm. You know how I'm going to do this? I'm going to get back on the horse. I'm going to make this contest on Instagram.
No, this contest was made before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was going on for a while.
Yeah. Can you explain to me why you broke up on Valentine's Day?
Because he didn't get nothing.
No, because...
Because you were going to get something.
No, because that kind of... She didn't tell me what was up, you know?
And you don't like
she
surprises.
Said her family, you know, she said her family's coming, so I got to go. I said, all right, I got to go. Well, that's cool. You know, I wasn't into this love shit anyways, because I don't do that love between them.
See, her
he's
family
an F-boy.
I just enjoy people, you know? I like enjoying, you know, I go out
he
and
enjoys
do shit,
people.
Have fun and shit,
right,
you know?
Enjoys their bodies, and then he goes.
See, that's
something
no,
else.
Standard
far,
right
no,
there,
no, but
we've already had this conversation.
That's some real shit, though. You want me to lie to you?
We
you want a nigga tell you I love you so we can get
ago.
Some head or
no,
some body and it's going?
I do it. Hold on, y'all. If I do it,
no, you
what
can
am
do
I?
It.
I'm hoe.
Right.
But
no,
if he do
no,
it, he's a player,
oh, no,
right?
Right. See it like
no, he's the king of his domain.
Jaime is the definition of thought.
He is a thought.
Y'all gotta be on that. Hey, y'all quit. Y'all burning my name.
All right. That's enough.
Okay, so how many times you broke up with this girl? I just want to know.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is
the second time it's over with.
But
no, it ain't
she
no
broke
eight.
Up with you this time, though.
No, she didn't. I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second time.
Mm-hmm.
He want the brag.
You must
rights.
Be talking to her. Mm-hmm. So you talking,
talking
to the sister?
To
ooh, boy, I get it.
Oh. Stay silent right now.
It's all good, though. You know, I'm free. I'm happy. I'm not tied down.
You're just
going to
call somebody else tonight.
Oh, my God.
That's right. No, I got my son for the season.
Season?
Season.
Mm-hmm. For the summer.
Spring break.
That's a week, baby.
So yeah, I got my. Yeah, I know.
That's
I know,
a season.
I just
he's like,
with
he has
girl.
52
like,
seasons a year.
Where's your son at?
Seven whole
he's
days.
At work.
Oh, Yeah, that's good. He's old.
Yeah, he's 17. High school senior. I raised him by myself.
Oh, there you go.
Even though I was married for 20 years. Where are you going to college at? UNT.
Hell yeah.
Boy, I'm about to get it. Mama about to get paid.
By the way, ladies, if you're looking for signs that your boy is a F-boy, just look at this hair. If his hair looks like Jaime's, that's the F-boy haircut.
Oh.
Universal.
Oh, he's got... I've been standing with you when you got compliments on that multiple times this week.
Dang, I like it, though.
See, there's another one.
Right?
This is how we've been friends for so long, because you ain't hit it. Because I hurt you.
You're going to hurt me. That what you said? Jesus. Dude. She got ADHD. She said she's going to be all
over
the room.
Look at those arms, though. She'll break more than your heart.
She said she's going to be all
over.
You've
got ADHD.
No, you would hurt me because you would get in your feelings. That's why. And I would not be the one to play you like that.
You are afraid of love. Fear is ruling your whole universe. We already talked about this.
Did the other Tasha do this?
That's true.
No, I'm not saying the other Tasha. No, I'm not blaming on
like everybody
any other woman.
No.
I'm not blaming on her.
I've been awoke.
You don't let me talk. We've already had this conversation.
Right.
If you don't believe to everything that he says and agree with
women
him,
are gonna
talk
try to
you.
Rule
yeah.
your world, your destiny. It's all about them. Mm-mm. It's not about them.
Lies.
I wasn't put on this earth for a woman.
No, you were put on this earth for another man.
That's right.
You just don't know it yet.
The Lord. The Lord. Medea. You don't watch the Medea movies?
The Lord.
She talks about the Lord all the time.
Meanwhile, here you are working on Sundays. And you said you weren't going to work on Sundays.
No, because
what's going on? I'm gone for three months, and the whole world falls apart.
Because God sends people to me anytime,
right?
And Sundays, I can't just like miss.
You couldn't say,
sure
"Hey,
you
know, you can come in tomorrow, and I'll be open Mondays."
All right, you coming in tomorrow?
No, baby, I'm
sorry, ma'am. Yeah,
ma'am.
Sorry, ma'am.
All right, that's enough of that. So we understand. So what did we learn this year already? Beginning of the year, Jaime's a thought.
He is a thought.
No.
He can't commit.
Yeah.
He cannot commit.
Cannot
afraid of love.
Right. That's a Dr. Phil moment for you right now.
I hate everyone.
I'm on my own person, my own entity. I'm a man. I'm the new Adam, not the old Adam.
He believes that he's put on this earth to spread his love.
The old
to all
Adam
women.
Was weak.
Yeah.
Your love and your seed are two different things.
That's almost like a cult mentality. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to have a sex cult.
You know what?
Abducted in plain sight.
Yeah.
Abducted in plain sight.
Dude,
that you are abducted in plain sight.
Oh, my God. I've never
seen. It's our mission.
I've never seen a show or movie or anything.
Y'all can keep being ruled by whoever you're ruled by,
but
I'm not ruled by women and men.
All right. Can we kill this? Because this is killing us.
I don't know. I'm gay, so I don't know.
No, but you're gay and your man might rule you.
No.
No, baby.
No. Don't work
Let's hope not.
No.
All right.
Would there be a man that's going to rule you one day?
We'll be back in 2020.
This is MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv.
What's up, first caller on 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5?
What do I win?
What do you win?
Yeah, do I get a coffee cup or something like that?
Oh, no. No, that's way too expensive. But thanks for calling. So that was our first caller on 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5.
Call the show at 1-888-695-4835. Mike Ryder, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Michael Zavala, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the...
I'm not reading this. I'm not reading it. Of all the things he's asked me to read over the years, this is terrible. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not reading it.
Michael Zavala, MZ Now.
Hello?
Are you guys excited about MZ Now at all?
No.
Well,
no.
What is MZ Now?
MZ Now, online at mznow.tv.
Hey, Jen, how are you doing?
I'm just lovely. How are you today? Is this Spider or is... No, this is Spider.
This is Michael. No, this is Spider, but I'm Michael.
Oh.
You got the difference? Spider Hello? Talk. Hi, this is Spider.
I can't tell.
Confusing, isn't it?
Yeah. A lot of different voices going on here. No, that's Spider over there. Go ahead and talk, Spider.
Hello.
So Jen
Hi. Okay, yes.
Jen Kirkman is a, you are a stand-up comedian. You're a writer. You're an actor. What else do you do? What do you not do, I guess, is the question.
I don't swim. I don't sing, which is really a tragedy.
Right.
I just want to be a singer. That's all this is about.
Right. This is all just a stepping stone to that singing career, correct?
I just hope that someday that I just am on stage and I find out that I have a really good voice and then I just sing and people enjoy that.
Next thing you know, Bradley Cooper's calling you up and you're doing a movie with him. And then next, you know, he leaves his wife for you or whatever, his girlfriend. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm just saying that's a dream.
Oh, I was like, wait, did that happen?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I don't think it's going to. I think that I heard once that if people have really good chemistry, it means that they haven't had sex. Am I allowed to say sex on the air?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. We haven't had
it.
But...
And when people and that when people have terrible chemistry on screen, it's because they went and ruined it and had sex. So
that
kind of
makes sense.
They did not.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
She seems amazing, but I think that she's not, I think Bradley doesn't, I don't think she interests him. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, I could see that. And I agree with that theory. Like Abbott and Costello, I think, are one of the greatest comedy duos of all time. Great chemistry. I don't think they ever had sex with each other.
That was their secret.
Now, you have two stand-up specials on Netflix. The one that just came out, I guess, was it a year or two ago? Was
2 years ago already.
Was your latest one, Just Keep Living? And I watched part of that this morning, and I had to come up to the studio, so I didn't get to finish the whole thing, and I wish I had more time because it was so great. And what I like about your comedy is it's very real to you. It's about your life. That's very difficult to do as a comedian, to try to turn your life into something to perform on stage, right? It's not super easy all the time.
No, because you got to find, you know, like, even as a comedian, I know what to bring on the stage, and I know what's just, like, a funny, quick story to tell a friend at a party.
Right.
You have to go, like, okay, this happened to me, but I bet this has happened to everyone. Or even if it hasn't happened to everyone, how can I make it funny? So I try to think of things that maybe, I like to think of things that maybe people are thinking, but they wouldn't necessarily say it to a group of people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like in that special, I talk about how when I was a teenager, I didn't know how people got pregnant. And I thought you could get pregnant from, I guess I'll say hand sex.
Right.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
And so I think like, maybe that only happened to me, but people understand. Oh, I remember what it was to be
We
young.
Were all
That's
like
so
that.
Stupid.
Yeah, Michael,
I hope
Michael
so,
still is.
I'm still like that. Yeah, I was homeschooled
for
a portion of my life. Yeah.
Yeah, he just found out that you can't get pregnant that way. Right.
Exactly. Otherwise, I'd have had about at least five kids. But yeah. I did stand up for like 3 seconds one time. For a portion of time, and it was very difficult to translate like my life and my humor to stage, and people that can do that with ease, I really admire. And you're one of those people that I feel can do that with ease. And even though it requires a lot of work, for you, you make it seem seamless. And I do appreciate that.
Thank you. And also, I would say Just Keep Living is Matthew McConaughey's like mantra. And that truly is a tattoo that I got on my ankle. And I know he's a Texan.
He is a
Texan.
Shout
out to that.
Yeah, and I watched that whole story, and that's hilarious. I laughed so hard at how you got to that point, which is great. People have to watch it. It's on Netflix. When you first started doing stand-up, did you bomb? Because you asked like somebody like Seinfeld. Seinfeld's going to tell you, I don't know if there's tape, but Seinfeld said that he went up and he did great the first time. He killed it. That's not necessarily the story for everybody.
I think Seinfeld's right in that the first time usually you do well, and then every time after that you bomb and you're for like years. And then, the reason you don't walk away is because, it went well that first time. So I did do well, but this is how young and stupid I was. I was 21. I was at some dinky little bar in Boston, and it was a show that a friend of mine put on, and I was performing for other people my age who had the same life experience. I don't even know what I talked about, and it went really well. And I was like, I'm amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to move to New York. And, just watch out. And I got to New York like 6 months later and people were like, what the hell is this? Like no one laughing. The hosts of the shows, ripping on me being like, this girl moved here for this. I don't know, honey.
Right.
I suck. So I think that's what has to happen is like, there's some kind of like crazy energy you have when you go on for the first time that like you're just so excited that I think it makes, I don't know, some magical thing happens. And if the audience knows it's your first time, you're usually pretty nice. But it's the second, third, fifth, tenth time.
They're like, you should know better
really
by now.
Care.
I had this whole thing when I first went up, I had this whole bit really planned around being that this was my first time. And I had pitched it to some of the veteran comedians that were there. And I said, I think this would be really funny. And they said, no, don't do it. And so I had to, and literally had to change my whole plan. And I went up there and I think I did okay. But I really felt like that was me. Like me coming up and being honest with the crowd would have been a better thing. You know, of course, I was 18. So what do you know? I was doing Jimmy Stewart impressions because I didn't know what to do. I was a big Frank Caliendo fan. And that was my only impression. And I'm an 18-year-old doing lines from It's a Wonderful Life. So it was amusing, I guess, for the audience. It wasn't that great. But I really admire people that do it and do it well and had been doing it a long time and just make it look easy. And you make it look easy. It really is not an easy thing.
No, it is after a while, but right. No, it's definitely not.
When
and maybe
now.
Those older guys were screwing with you and they're like, uh-oh,
probably.
He's got a really authentic voice.
Right.
Quick, kill it, kill it.
Or, you know, and I also did this thing. Don't steal this, Jen. I did this thing where, it was an open mic night. And I saw a lot of people touching the mic, and I thought it'd be funny if I went up and pretended I was a germaphobe. So because I had to be different, right? So I went up with a roll of toilet paper and wiped off the mic. And nobody laughed. But the comedians told me I did a really good job with that. But, I feel like there's gold there. I just got to work it out. Don't steal it. That's mine. The wiping
I
off
there
the mic.
There is gold there, and right. There's gold there, and you're right to do that because it's disgusting.
Right, exactly.
So, I appreciate it.
I'm going to buy your book because I love the title. I don't even know what it's about. But I love the title, I Can Barely Take Care of Myself, Tales from a Happy Life Without Kids, which is my motto.
Yes, it is.
Where can we buy it?
Amazon. You can get it at your local bookstore, but Amazon, they've got everything. So
right.
I think people can get it there. And yeah, I used to do a couple jokes about how, I'm an idiot and it's a good thing I don't have kids. And I thought that was a totally normal thing to say. And then people started coming up to me at shows and being like, oh, you'll change your mind. You should really have kids. And I was like, no, I shouldn't. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I could suck at it. And it became such a phenomenon of people saying this to me that I wrote a book about it because I found out that other people, men and women, get all kinds of crap for not having kids. And I'm like, I just don't think I'm a good candidate for it. But,
yeah.
I'm a good friend or a good aunt or whatever, aunt, as people say. And but the title means like, I have enough to do. I can't. If I had to add one more thing, I'd have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah,
I'm
the same way. I feel like I'm barely scraping through life as it is. And if I had to worry about another human being, I wouldn't be able to do it. That human being would be taking care of me. That's not fair to the child because I just can't do it.
I got a lot of people. Then there's like the people without kids, like that community. They got mad at me for the title because they said it makes us sound dumb. I'm like, well, it's gonna be funny.
Right. Exactly. I'm so excited to see your stand-up. You're coming to Dallas. You're performing at Hyenas, which last time I was there, I saw Dave Coulier, Uncle Joey, actually. So you're performing on my parents' anniversary, March 9th, 8th and 9th. Do you have any new projects coming up that we can look forward to other than your stand-up?
I'm on tour this year, so not really.
Okay.
I mean, maybe someday there'll be another special that'll come out of this tour and maybe another book, but I'm just taking it slow and touring right now. So
I'll have people go check out your episodes on Drunk History. Those were fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Please do. I love those. And tell your parents, bring your parents with a great anniversary gift.
No, they don't believe in comedy, so I don't think that they'll be showing up. But yeah, I'll be there. And where can we find more about you? Where can we keep up with you? Do you have a website, Instagram, MySpace? What do you have?
I'm on Friendster. I have JenKirkman.com is my website.
Okay.
It's got all my tour dates and all my book stuff and all my stuff. And yeah, Instagram, same thing. That's where everyone can find me, Netflix and Amazon.
Awesome. Well, Jen, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you here next weekend.
All right, rock on. Thanks, guys.
Hey, what's up with it, world? It's your homie Lil Will checking in, man. And right now, y'all listening to the homie, Michael Zavala. You know what it is.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
By the way, February 27th marked 10 years
of what?
Since we started MZ Live.
Wow.
Not MZ Now, MZ Live. So throughout this year, we will have probably some of the old guest hosts of MZ Live come in. And I think Chris is going to come in here in a couple of weeks. And
where are they now?
Yeah, where are they now? That's a one. Well, Chris is at home.
Well,
thought he made Netflix or something like that.
He's still at home.
He was
still poor.
He was on the Netflix show.
Yeah.
He was on the news, Netflix, and everything
news.
Else.
Yeah.
Michael was on the news.
I was on the news.
What? What happened?
Breaking his damn leg.
So the hospital PR department calls me a couple weeks ago, and they're like, hey, do you want to do a story with your doctor? Your doctor suggested you for this about scooter safety. I said, absolutely. You know, I don't mind. Yeah. If my doctor suggests me to do something, I'm going to do it because I like my doctor. He's a great guy. I want to be his friend.
He put you back together.
He put me back together. Mm. He was like the guy on RoboCop.
On Humpty Dumpty. No, they couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
No. They couldn't?
They did you, though.
Yeah, they did me.
They loved you.
I said, sure, yes, absolutely. I'll do the news story. Then I didn't hear anything back for like a week. I finally got a call. They're like, hey, will you come in tomorrow to do this news story early in the morning? I said, sure, I'll do that. So I got dressed, went to the hospital, and the news story aired later that night. Did anybody see it? You saw it, Eric.
Yeah, I saw it.
Nobody else saw it?
No, well, you didn't tell us.
I haven't even seen it.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, let's check it out.
Eric is very upset with me on this interview.
Oh, yeah, I am. Sorry.
Because he said I didn't do some of the things I said I was going to do.
Okay, yeah, so you said you were going to put on a show.
You told me.
I did put on a show.
Manhole, right?
And you were going to...
No, I told him the truth.
Yeah.
I said two guys with Momo hats came in and beat me up. I told him the truth.
Doesn't his story sound like Jesse Smollett, though?
That's exactly what it is.
What else?
Yeah. Oh, it was set up.
I thought it
this happened.
I thought it was an
invitation. Take that to the bank.
Are you going
to
interview with Robin Roberts? Like
Robin Roberts is going to interview me next week.
R. Kelly?
Someone finally realized.
Gail King after that, yes.
What did R. Kelly say?
R. Kelly
leave
said,
me alone!
You're trying to kill
life.
Me!
Yeah.
You're trying to kill me.
I gave y'all 30 years!
This is my life!
I want to see my kids, but hold up. He just got out of jail for not paying back child support.
Right.
So there is hope for me.
Yeah, there you go.
I might get mine.
I was trying to be entertaining and funny. Because I feel like that's the news story people are going to remember, right?
Exactly.
If you're going to jump on the scooter and you're going to remember story, you're going to remember the funny
you
stuff.
Said you said any of that, though.
Yes, I did. Like,
you said you hadn't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it.
You weren't even
so
funny.
So you don't know if they edited it.
I've read the article
that
they print, you know, based off the news story. Yeah. So I've read that. So I know what the clips they used, I think, anyway. So we're going to put up here on the screen.
Did you say
the only thing funny about this interview is how Michael looks. In it.
Oh, great.
So he came out on the news?
He looks like a crackhead.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he does.
Well, Eric's dressed in his Kermit pajamas.
That's not the interview. That's just everyday life today.
Well, did he have his Batman pajamas on?
No, I wish he did. That would be some sort of action going on.
Eric said I looked like I was leaving Neverland.
Like a duck.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's got a duck outfit on.
This is look how he looks.
He looked like...
Oh my
like
God!
The original
look like Charles. Molester.
No, he looked like the original Charles Manson like, fan.
Seriously,
like
I'm gonna send you this so we can use it for the thumbnail for the video.
You know who Charles Manson is?
Yeah, I know who he is.
All right, here we go.
That's what they look like.
Some neighborhoods in Dallas, you see them on every corner. Scooters to get you from point A to point B, but the trip isn't always a straight line.
If it doesn't have four wheels, an airbag or seatbelts, I'm like...
You look like you just woke up or something.
I did just wake up. I didn't see a mirror.
In the hospital.
No, I woke up at...
They didn't
I woke
have a
up.
Makeup
no, it really
up,
looks
bro.
Like they pulled you straight out of surgery to do this.
Yeah.
The camera guy was setting up, and he was setting up on the... On my bad side.
Yeah, that was
bad.
And I told the guy, I'm
straight
like, listen.
Straight ahead is on your bad side.
No, that's
at
an angle.
Like Charles Manson is your bad side. Look at that.
You stuck on
now, anyway, I knew this interview was going to be a disaster visually, so I had to be funny, right? So that's what my point was. But I told the guy, I'm like, hey, man, don't feel like you have to fill my head. Nobody needs to see this. And you know, I don't need to fill up the whole screen. Nobody needs to see this in 60 inches in HD.
Oh, I can't back it in anymore, so.
That Michael Zavala talked to us with his orthopedic trauma surgeon today is evidence he found out the hard way.
I wish it was a cooler story, though. I don't wish it was like me saving somebody, but literally falling off a scooter trying to be saved is what did it.
Zavala was in Deep Ellum on Labor Day. He and a friend hopped on scooters headed toward downtown when he hit a manhole cover and fell.
And I can't stand back up. And I reached out on my leg and things don't feel like they're supposed to.
Just the amount of destruction. One, two, three.
Dr. Edgar Ariza shared images of the injuries, which show more than 20 fractures.
Look how they made my leg move.
Yeah.
That
it
is
photoshopped.
Wow.
To Michael's leg.
And, you know, I explained to Michael, he essentially created a bag of bones in his leg.
That
watch
was
this guy. Michael's ass out.
And he went to school
and
to tell us that.
A sack of nuts in his leg.
your doctor's getting more jokes in than you.
No joke.
He's talking about this is a disaster.
You're upstaged over here.
Yeah.
I know. They cut all my good parts out.
Dr. Ariza says it's speed that makes a fall from a scooter worse. Michael was in a wheelchair, then crutches.
But I tell people it took a whole Home Depot bin full of screws to fix the leg.
At 32 years old,
and then he's got a scar on the inside.
He just stopped using a cane.
Meanwhile, I didn't want them really showing my leg on TV. I'm like, do you really have to get this for B-roll?
Is this your first time seeing it?
No, I've seen my legs.
You swore you wouldn't look for a long time.
I didn't look for 2 months.
A lot of people who can't afford to take time off from work are all of a sudden out from work for at least 3 to 6 months until they recover from these injuries, and that's a significant hit to their bottom line and what they're able to accomplish.
The city of Dallas collected statistics from Baylor, which had 88 ER visits, 23 hospital admissions, 8 of those in ICU, and 1 death
in
the last 6 months.
There was a guy that same weekend I broke my leg.
Yeah.
But on a scooter, they died on a scooter.
He got hit by a car. Yeah.
All from scooter accidents.
The city of Dallas says it's going to use that information to spot trends and maybe set future regulations. For example, if there are more scooter accidents...
Am I on any more of this?
Probably not.
I think so.
It's at night. Companies might have to pull these off the streets by a certain time.
I definitely consider myself lucky. And it also could have been a lot worse.
For Michael, his first scooter ride was his last.
If you're using a scooter to get to where you need to be, you can probably walk. Like, that's, you probably don't need the scooter for that. If it's too far, take an Uber because it's a lot cheaper than a medical bill.
In Dallas, Noel Walker, NBC5.
I thought it was great. See, I thought the Home Depot joke was on point.
That's good.
Thank you. We've only been making it for
the
6 months.
The bin of screws.
Yeah.
He had a bag of nuts.
That's what he said.
And then
the doctor
bag of bones.
Oh, right,
bag of bones. Yeah. Then why would it be a bag of nuts?
That's what they show you.
That's what they put you together with, a bunch of nuts.
Well, like everyone, you know, because we know a lot of the same people. I run into the same people. I'm like, yeah, you know, MZ broke his leg on one of those scooters, and everyone I told that was like, oh yeah, I know someone that just got hurt the other day.
Yeah,
like, I watched a dude run into an old lady outside of Trader Joe's.
What?
Didn't say a damn thing either. Just kept on going.
Yeah.
Wow. I ain't never going to get on a scooter anymore.
I did ask the reporter. She wanted me to do B-roll of me laying on the street so you get that
for
versus
real?
Reenactment.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That would have been better than any of your jokes.
Good. Why?
I said I could do it.
Oh my. Yeah. That'd have been awesome.
I said we want people to remember that this happened. That this like this was a top story at 5 o'clock. Right. First off, who's home at 5 o'clock?
Nobody. We'll be remembered.
We're in traffic. Nobody.
But yeah, people are in traffic trying to get home. I want people to remember this that they did see it, so they don't get on a scooter, or if they do, just to be careful. But I was careful, and look what happened to me. So now that you've seen Jaime in a different light today, are you a little bit more attracted to him? Do you see him in a different way? Do you hold him on a higher respect?
You didn't even finish the question.
Single.
She was shaking her
I'm
head.
Single, you know.
He is newly single.
Yeah, for like 3 days.
Because his girlfriend threw him a surprise.
Maybe. You said a week, right? No.
All right. I'll see you after the show.
What? Yeah, to do my tattoo. That's the only touching of my body you're going to do today, baby.
Okay. This is on record.
It ain't going to go down like it.
I just tested right now.
I like the white boys.
No, she's like, why did I enter this contest with this guy?
I know.
Now you're leaving Neverland.
I've known this person for a long time.
No, you haven't.
I feel sorry for her.
Okay, you did all this work, baby.
Did I?
Did you keep the receipt?
I don't remember.
Need a cover up?
Remember all this?
I'm just messing with you.
I've got a guy if you need some cover up.
You got a guy?
Yeah.
Some good work. Good work there.
He loves me because I won't give him
I just haven't lived the way I want to live.
Is that why we're such good friends?
Leaving
Ivis studio.
Aaron look like, ooh.
All right, we got to get out of here.
All right.
He's a dog, yo.
Yeah. There you go. That's
this
how
whole
we
show
end.
Was about me. No, it was about the broken leg man over here.
No.
All I know is...
I got five minutes out of the 20 minutes we talked about your hoeing.
We've been going for like an hour, and this is going
to
be a 20-minute
show. I can't wait to talk
show.
About next week. We're going to figure something out.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see you guys. We'll see
I
want to
hear more about you next week. Why?
Hey, nobody invited you to
Yeah, I was going to say, who invited her?
I'm coming back, right?
You're going to be the bodyguard.
I'm coming back. Y'all know this, right? Because I got stuff to talk about, like relationships. I was married for 20 years, y'all.
We're not talking about this, no relationship, please.
Yeah, I need somebody to
I tell
to
you
explain.
What, we'll make a documentary, we'll put it on Netflix, and then we watch it then.
All right.
No, you won't.
Leaving my marriage.
But I am coming back.
Escaping my marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
Abducted in my marriage.
Hey, I had to pay my way out.
Hit me with that outro.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.